This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia, brokered by eXp Realty, LLC.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia and brokered by eXp Realty, LLC. Today, my guest is Kevin McDonald. He's a certified arborist with TreeWorks Arboricultural Service. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Blake.
It's good to have you. And tell me what an arboricultural service is. What does that mean?
So arboricultural just is a fancy word for meaning trees. So we do anything trees. We do, you know, planting, removals, pruning, stump grinding. We do root collar excavations, tree risk assessments, really just anything trees.
Anything trees.
Yeah.
Well, you and I first met, we had some trees that needed to be removed at a house and had a beautiful oak tree out front, but there were some limbs that had dropped and there were going to be more limbs that dropped. And you came and evaluated that. And one of the things that really struck me was that you explained why this tree was the way it was. You explained the science behind it and the science behind your recommendations.
You know, with yours, you have some really mature, nice oaks, and they just, we get lots of winds and big storms here, and they just had a couple branches that had failed. The trees hadn't been pruned for a long time, so they were a little overextended and just prone to limb failure or branch failure. We just came in, removed those hazards from your property and those trees, and then we came through and pruned those trees to reduce the likelihood of failures in the future. What people really don't realize is with residential trees, they require maintenance. They're different than trees that are in a forest. You know, trees in a forest are going to grow very dense. They're going to grow tall and skinny. They don't really spread out. And they're also growing in dense groups, so they share wind loads with each other or they don't get a ton of sunlight. When we plant trees in a residential setting and we are putting trees where they have no competition and they can grow in all directions without anything impeding them, they tend to outgrow what they can hold or sustain. So we then need to prune them and reduce some of their loads to make up for that lack of competition so that they don't fail.
Interesting.
In wind loads or, you know, snowstorms, ice storms, you know, anything like that.
Yeah. So see right there, you've educated me there. I get it. In a forest or in a grove of trees, they have each other to help each other out, don't they?
Yeah.
And then when they're standing alone, they've got to face all of the hazards of standing alone, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They get all the wind drag and all the wind load and also all the sun too.
Yeah, all the sun too. That particular tree that I'm thinking of, or trees, willow oak is what we talked about. They're beautiful oak trees,
yep.
But you also explained why that might be different than a red oak or a hardwood type of oak tree. What might be different with some types of trees like that?
So yeah, the willow oak is one of the faster growing oak species out there. I put them with willow and water oak up there as the fastest growing oak species that we have. They're natives, which is good, but they just grow so fast that their wood tends to be a little bit weaker. They tend to have some unions that aren't ideal, great angles. When we look at branch angles, their attachment changes how strong they are, how weak they are. Willow oaks and water oaks, and I can group them with, you know, Bradford pears, river birch, stuff like this that developers really like to plant because they're going to grow up. They're going to mature quickly. Everybody wants a mature tree.
Right.
You don't want some 2-inch tree and it stays 2 inches forever. You want it to grow up, give you the shade and the reasons you planted it.
So there are fast growing trees and slow growth trees. And what I understand is that these fast growing trees really need a lot more attention if you're going to not have problems with limbs falling and splitting and those sorts of things.
That is 100% correct. You know, these fast-growing trees, they just tend to need more maintenance, and they need more maintenance in the front end. You know, a fast-growing tree should be pruned every couple of years in its first 15, 20 years of life to set it up for success in the future. And what I mean by that is we like to have trees that have one main stem. We call it atypical dominance. And when the trees are younger, you can prune out competing branches or reduce them to slow their growth to promote that atypical dominance, which is really important. So some trees, definitely the fast-growing ones, it's more important to nip it in the bud and get on them early, prune them for success, and then you can really let them go a little bit. Slower-growing trees tend to put on a little bit stronger wood. They tend to have better structure a lot of times. And they don't get away from you.
I love the way you describe it as preparing your tree for success. Just the words that you use and the way you describe the tree business. That's exciting to me to hear that a tree can be pruned for success and that you're training it in a sense. It's like raising a child, isn't it?
Yep. Yep. You instill good things in them in the beginning and you don't have to do work on the back end, hopefully.
There's a great lesson for us right there. Let's do it with the trees, too. What sort of tree situations do you handle in the Chattanooga area?
If I had to break down our services, we probably do more removals than anything else. Then I would say pruning would be second. We've started a plant healthcare program, so we're really trying to be, you know, a full-scale arboricultural company where we offer saving trees just as much as removing hazard trees or unwanted trees. I feel like everybody here in Chattanooga really has some PTSD from trees.
Right. So, we've had so much tornadoes and stuff, yeah.
Exactly. With all the winds and tornadoes we tend to get, it seems pretty regularly people don't forget that. So we remove a lot of trees that are within falling distance, or we also just have a lot of trees that are reaching maturity in this city that then have also not been taken care of or neglected a little bit over the years. So people have a limb fall or two and they want to remove the tree. What I try to do is go out there and educate them on why that branch fell and then see if we can save the tree and do pruning work, or we install cables to mitigate large limb failure or stem failure. So a normal day for me, I normally meet with, you know, 6 to 8 clients, residential and commercial, and I inspect trees. I will walk through, look at their needs. A lot of times I just hear out what they want. I try to educate people and really teach them. I like to lay out options a lot of times. You know, I'll give them, if they're asking for removal, I try to also give them a risk mitigation option of pruning or cabling to reduce that risk and maybe save that tree.
Well, beautiful trees bring a lot of value to our city. They bring a lot of value to neighborhoods, and they bring a lot of value to a home. They really do. And so I definitely see your angle of wanting to save a tree. I mean, maybe it's because of the environmental impact to our atmosphere, but it's also just for the natural beauty that it provides, shade that it provides, home for wildlife, all the things, right?
Yeah.
Lots of reasons to try and save a tree if it's a beautiful tree that needs to be taken care of.
No, I agree. You know, there's trees add value to property. They cut down on air conditioning costs. Like you said, wildlife and just aesthetic purposes also are all good, great reasons to have trees on your property. So I'm a qualified tree risk assessor by the ISA, which is the same body that certifies arborists. So with that training and that certification, I analyze the tree from a risk standpoint and then come up with recommendations that would lower that risk.
Okay.
And try and bring it into an acceptable level of risk, depending on where the tree is and what tree it is and what targets are in the area. So yeah, we try to save them as much as possible. You know, sometimes, like I said, that's just not possible. There's a lot of root rot out there in the city. There's a lot of people been topping trees here for a long time. And when trees are topped, they actually create more risk long term with the way they grow back out and then introduce cavities into those large stems.
Now, when you say tree topping, what do you mean by that?
So I guess the definition of tree topping would be making an internodal cut, which is a cut between two laterals. A proper pruning cut is always back to another stem that is preferably one third the diameter of the stem being cut. In topping, they make a cut in between laterals normally, which is known as an internodal cut, and they just kind of hack it off wherever they feel fit. And then the tree then gets all this new light on that piece. These buds underneath the bark become active, and it sends out new buds and tries to become the same height it was before as fast as it can.
Okay.
It's very common in the South. I feel like it's just been part of the culture here, and people haven't been educated on why it's bad. They just think, you know, you reduce the height, you reduce the risk, which is true to some degree, but long term, you're creating more risk in that tree.
Interesting. As it grows back, it becomes a greater risk.
Yeah. As it grows back, those epicormic shoots that come out, that when the new light hits those, that bark, and they come out, they have a very weak wood attachment to the main stem.
Ah.
Plus, where they are coming out and they are attached to that main stem, the center of that stem is now hollowing out. So then we get left with very little wood that those branches are actually held onto. And 10, 15 years down the road, those epicormic shoots become 5, 6, 8-inch branches that are 30 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah. They just become more prone to failure, especially oaks, silver maples, stuff like that tend to fare worse than some other trees when it comes to topping.
How about that? So as a homeowner, right now we're starting to see buds and a lot of trees are starting to come into bloom. So tell me, what would we look for?
So yeah, spring is definitely upon us. The trees are starting to bloom. Leaves are starting to come out. So I recommend having a certified arborist come inspect your trees once a year.
Okay.
Most companies will do free consultations, just walking through the property, and I recommend using a certified arborist over, you know, a tree guy,
right,
just because they are going to have the formal training, they're going to spot things and have education about the why we don't do certain things and why we do certain things. So I recommend just getting a certified arborist out there, just do a quick inspection. They might not find anything, they might find something. We're definitely getting into that spring season where our storms are going to be picking up.
Right.
Wind intensity is going to be increasing and all the leaves are coming out. So we're increasing our surface area on branches, so they become more prone to failure. I'd rather be proactive than reactive, and I'd rather get out there and prune trees than get phone calls with trees on homes and having to come pick trees off homes.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's the biggest thing, is really our storms are coming. I heard the other day on another podcast that the Tornado Alley new name is Dixie Alley. Tornado Alley has really moved into the Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee.
I've definitely seen area. That. I've so, definitely seen that.
You know, those storms are coming.
Having been a longtime resident of the area, really a native of the Chattanooga area, we've certainly had more intense windstorms, I should say. Snowstorms seem to have lessened.
Yeah.
It would appear. But certainly windstorms have picked up. And there's no denying that we've had tornadoes that we thought we would never have. And they've been devastating in many ways. And certainly the loss of trees is just one of those. And so many trees dropping on houses and limbs dropping on houses and on cars and just making it difficult to get to work or whatever the case may be. Yep. So having, as you said, a certified arborist come take a look, would your company come and look, do an evaluation for no charge, or what would be?
Yeah, we do. So we do free consultations.
Free consultations.
It wouldn't include a written report or anything like that. If I'm doing any kind of risk assessments, level one, level two, level three risk assessments.
Sure.
With a written report, I'm going to charge money for that. But if we're just coming out and you've got a couple trees that you just don't know what shape they're in, you want to just have somebody put eyes on them and give you our professional recommendation, we do that for free. That's basically what I do most days, is go out to new homeowners, older homeowners that have never thought about their trees or have that storm, and then they think about their trees. And
yeah.
So yeah, we do free consultations and kind of inspect trees, and I'll tell you what I think or what I see, or, you know, what concerns me, what doesn't concern me, stuff like that. And I'll educate the homeowner a lot of times on things to look out for, too, because I can't be there all the time. And also different things pop up at different times of the year to look out for, especially mushrooms, root rot stuff. You know, if I'm looking at it in the winter, sometimes I might not see the old signs of it. So I try to educate people on what to look out for. You know, just pay attention to their trees and be able to find problems before they become bigger problems.
And you mentioned mushrooms. It's never occurred to me that that had anything to do with trees. I don't know enough about it. So what are some of those things that you look for?
So yeah, there's three big ones that I look for that are root rot mushrooms. So I look at the base. The first one is called armillaria. It's going to be golden mushrooms in clusters of 10, 12, 15. It's going to normally be within a couple feet of the main stem. And it's a fast-moving root rot fungus. And I want to say mushrooms pop up late summer for that one. The other one is Ganoderma. It is a shelf mushroom. It's going to be maroon in color. It's going to come directly off of wood, right off of either the buttress roots or the main stem.
Okay.
It's got a maroon top, a white under, and they come out late summer into fall. And then the other one, the other big one, is called Cretchemeria's disease. It's called brittle cinder also by some people. It is like a black, bubbly mass, and it's going to be on the wood in the bottom couple feet every single time. And that one's a really fast-moving one also. That one I normally give a removal recommendation as soon as I find it.
Wow, because it's going to take the tree.
It goes fast, and okay. It will. The problem, what we worry about with mushrooms is just compromising that main stem at the base where it has the longest lever arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just don't want to have total failure.
Right, of the whole tree.
Of the whole tree. So that one I recommend removal as soon as I find it. The other two, my recommendation is once we find fruiting bodies, part of it matters on the aspect of the tree, what side of the house it's on, where our prevailing winds come from. Stuff I look at a lot of those things when I try to calculate it. But my general rule is if it's in a protected area and I find mushrooms around 30% of the circumference, it's automatic removal recommendation.
How about that?
So I see those a lot. You'll also see a lot of mushrooms up in the canopy of trees. I don't worry about those as much. They're normally secondary. They're not what killed the branch. Normally the tree will probably kill itself. Its own branch. It'll allocate resources, cut off resources to a branch, allocate them elsewhere if an interior branch is not getting enough sunlight. And then I see those populated with mushrooms often. And when they fall to the ground, people normally think there's a problem because they see dead wood and it's got mushrooms in it, but it's really superficial and not going to affect long-term health of the tree normally.
It's fascinating to hear you talking about it. It really makes me aware of how little I know about trees and how important having that education and being a certified arborist is. You're not just a tree guy. This is fascinating, all the information that you're carrying around in your head that you are looking at every day when you're looking at trees.
Well, and it's always changing too. Being a certified arborist, I have to do 30 continuing education credits every 3 years, which I think is more than my wife, who's a registered nurse. So I constantly have to do education, and plus, you know, the pest problems are always evolving. You know, we're importing invasive pests every day in this country,
right.
Through shipping lanes and stuff like that. And then some of them take hold, some don't.
So if someone would want to contact you and have you come look at their property, look at their trees, and you mentioned even installing trees, so they may want to put a tree in their yard, they would be able to contact you and do that?
Yep.
So how would we get in touch with you?
You can reach out to our office and call Kristen. That phone number is 423-451-6388.
If I needed some work done and I know that I've got a limb I'm worried about or a tree that I'm worried about, if I had you come out and take a look, about how long of a delay would it be before you could deal with it?
Yeah, it really matters on seasons.
Okay.
But I would say on average, we're probably a month out at all times. So I would say call earlier than you think you need to call.
Okay. That's good to know.
And having a little patience, you know. Just because you identified the problem now doesn't mean that it wasn't there for a year.
Right.
And then you just noticed it. So a lot of times we get calls for emergencies that aren't really emergencies.
But you'll be able to come out quicker than that and actually take a look. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's, you know, really dire, we're going to make it an utmost priority and we're going to push something on the schedule and we're going to, you know, prioritize any emergency or any threat to structures or people or anything like that.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I'm Blake Watson, agent with eXp Realty, LLC. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-519-5113, extension 1241. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com, and I'm going to ask you to subscribe to this podcast. It is free, and you will not miss an episode if you do so. And I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.